Hello, everybody out there in Instagram land. This is Charlene Bollinger coming to you live from The Truth About Cancer to update you on the latest. We are so excited to announce the breaking news that we have officially filed the first of its kind, groundbreaking antitrust lawsuit against what they call themselves to be the Trusted News Initiative. So let me unpack a little bit. And hello, everybody. Thank you for joining. For those who don't yet subscribe to our free newsletter, you need to do so. As you know, we're being censored heavily. So I haven't been posting a lot because they're taking down entire channels, and we see their communications now as to how they have been specifically targeting us and our friends so that you wouldn't find us, that you wouldn't hear us, and that you wouldn't know about what we're talking about. They didn't want you to know. We have proof. The Twitter files have been breaking a lot of this. We have been covering the Twitter files in depth. Each time it drops, we write about it and put it out to you. So please do yourself a favor. Hello, Denmark. Denmark in the house. Go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, and on the top you will see where you can sign up for our free newsletter. You can sign up for the e-newsletter and also the texting alerts, so that when we're doing something very important, you'll not miss the text or the email. We email more frequently, so we did email information about this, but it's also on our website. So go to thetruthaboutcancer and see this brand new lawsuit we have filed in the United States District Court, Northern District of Amarillo in Texas. We have joined our very good friend. Many of you people have followed him and know him and love him like we do, Bobby Kennedy and Children's Health Defense. And Bobby was on Tucker last night. He hung up and the first call he made was to me. He's a great man, love him a lot. He's using everything he has in this fight with us, and we are very grateful for that. We've got Erin Elizabeth, Health Nut News, with us. A lot of you have followed her, and she's harder to find, so find her on Telegram. She's still on Telegram. Hopefully they put us back on Twitter. We've got a campaign. They took us down off of five channels there on Twitter. They just took her down. She's trying to get back in there, so we hope it works for her. But we've got Gateway Pundit. So if you follow Gateway Pundit, they are here on Instagram, but they have a large following. Jim Hoft does a really nice job at reporting the news. They don't like what he's saying, so he's heavily shadow banned everywhere he is too, and targeted by this Trusted News Initiative, which they are not to be trusted. It's funny how they name themselves the very things they are not. We'll get into that in a minute. We've got Dr. Ben Tapper as part of this suit, Ben Swan, Dr. Joseph Mercola, of course, Ty and myself, and Trial Site Incorporated, and we are filing a complaint. The defendants are the Washington Post, the British Broadcasting Corp, or BBC, the Associated Press, and Reuters. That's just a portion, though, of this conglomerate that has come together to censor us. Let me help you understand. We need to spread this video and this content and this information everywhere, because people don't realize what's happening and who's who and how they're doing this. So this conglomerate came together in 2019, 2020. And what happened was you guys were listening to me, to Ty, to The Truth About Cancer, and then The Truth About the V. And you know, here we can't even say that without being flagged or taken down. And our friends as well. So they didn't like the fact that you were learning from us. You were waking up. You were taking your health into your own hands. You were taking your life into your own hands. And you were no longer listening to them. You weren't, maybe you used to read the post, and now it's commonly called the compost, because people are seeing that what they're reporting is not accurate. They're trying to get us to believe things that are not accurate. They're actually lies. And the rest of these news outlets, they are some of the biggest news outlets in the world. But you guys are awake, you're smart, you're walking away from them because you're not buying their lies anymore. And so they came together and they said, well, normally we are competitors, But these little guys are nipping at us, and we're not making as much money as we used to, and we're not being trusted by these people. They're trusting those people. So we got to shut them down. So let's come together for the common good and form this conglomerate media big boys club. And they call themselves the Trusted News Initiative. So their goal was to work with, and Twitter is in on this, Facebook, Google, to work with all those networks to shut us down and to send fact checkers that would mark posts that were not saying what they wanted them to say or what they say. So there's two sides to every story, but they only want theirs heard. This is an antitrust issue. This is going against our Constitution, our freedom of speech, our the freedom of the press. So this complaint, the nature of our action is to, it's an antitrust suit, but it's also to defend the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press. We are doing this for you guys. We're doing this for America. We're doing this for our children and future generations, and it must be done. And we will not stop until we win, and we will win. We need your help. We need you to share this video with everybody that you know. We need you to sign up for our free newsletter and share our content and our articles. Go there, get the lawsuit. We've filed it. It's on our website. Share that with everybody. Read it. At least read the first 7 pages. It's a long read. It's 90 plus pages. But if you just read the first 7 pages, you'll get an idea, an understanding of what the Trusted News Initiative is, who they are, and what their intent was, which was not for your good and not for mine. They wanted us to be shut down. They wanted to strangle us and take us from the marketplace of ideas, thoughts, conversation off of these platforms so that you could no longer hear us. And so the third action we really want to do is restore the information to you guys. We have over 2 million email subscribers. That's a lot of people. The Gateway Pundit, they get 3 million hits a day. That's a lot of people. Dr. Joseph Mercola has over 1 million newsletter subscribers. That's a lot of people. Collectively, we probably have over 12 plus million people that follow us. And then there's a social media following that is over 1 million for us. And it's been shadow banned or taken down. We're close to 2 million. Same with the other plaintiffs. And so if they successfully shut us down, their goal was to shrivel up our means to make money so that we could continue to produce this content and bring it to you. They know how much money it costs to stay in business, and many of them are struggling because you guys are smart. You're not giving your dollar bills to liars anymore. And so they're trying to pump their stories out there and keep you in their box. But I know that most of the people, if not all of you, that have joined are onto their game. You're smart. You're not buying their lies anymore. So this is exciting. It's a good time to be alive. We're going to win this case. I want you all to follow us, to share this content, share this information. We need people to understand what's happening. We need whistleblowers from inside these media conglomerates, companies, to come forward. We need this to get to Elon Musk, and we cannot do it without your help. Okay, I'm doing as much media as I can to get the information out into the world, but this is critically important for you. We see that Elon Musk is tweeting a lot of information about the corruption. There's the Twitter files. If you haven't yet seen it, we have written about each one of those drops in detail so that you can understand what they're about. But we need Elon Musk to be tweeting about this. This is a first of its kind lawsuit. This is the beginning of taking back America, and we have filed suit in a very good place where they do adhere to the Constitution and to the law. So we are shadow banned on this channel. We have so many followers, but as many new followers as we get, they cut off. So we can't grow this channel because they're actively shadow banning us and deleting followers. I hear from so many people all the time that say, on Instagram, I had to refollow you when I never unfollowed you. So they are cutting you guys out. So please keep coming back, sharing our posts when we're able to post. And we need you to get the word out there. We need whistleblowers to come to the table. We need Elon Musk to stand with us. We need big people that have big platforms and still have the ability to speak, to speak. Because together we're gonna win, and that's what I've said all along. You know, they think they're gonna win. No, no. Through these last 3 years of crazy, I said, don't wear a mask, right? From the beginning, I said, just don't do it. And don't spend your money on somebody that's gonna wanna force you to do that. I'm not going to deprive my breath to make you feel comfortable. I'm going to go to another freedom store and spend my money there and watch you shrivel while you try to spread tyranny. That's how we win. Tyranny needs our acquiescence to thrive. You cut tyranny off by stopping the funding campaigns. Don't watch them. Don't give them views. Don't give them your time, your energy, and certainly don't give them your money. And when they roll out those mandates, which, by the way, they are not laws, no one is going to make me take a jab that may kill me, and certainly not my children. That's never going to happen. I mean, come on now. Okay? And we want you to understand, and we hear from people every day that say, I took the jab and I regret it. They were not afforded informed consent. Our content was hidden. And as a result, people are dying every single day. It's a travesty. Just go to the VAERS reporting system and look at those numbers. And you can see every day, newscasters, sports stars, they're just dropping and dying. It's a travesty of justice. And this is happening because our content has been hidden. Right now, we have an audience that should be a lot larger on this video. But Instagram is stopping the little bubble that alerts you, or however this works on this platform, for people to know that we're even doing a live video. I'll post it, and I need everybody watching to come back and leave a comment, save it. Help us to beat this algorithm and get this information out into Instagram land and beyond. We need people to wake up. Stop obeying illegal tyrannical mandates. You don't have to take a medicine that will kill you. That's not a medicine, by the way. You don't have to mask up or social distance. And we were right all along, by the way. They put us on the disinformation dozen with Bobby Kennedy and others, saying that we were dangerous. Biden went out there talking about us. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, talked about us, and a whole host of other people. Many thousands of hit pieces were put out about us. CNN hit us. They doxed us. They lied about us. People that didn't know us thought we were the devil. And they're liars. This is legacy media. This is the Trusted News Initiative. This is who we're going after. Because if the full story, if our content would have been out there, people would have known not to take the shot, that there were better solutions to this weaponized virus that they cooked up in a lab. By the way, they said that was fake news. Today, it's proven fact. They said masks work. We said they don't. Today, that's a proven fact. They said social distancing will help. I said, no, that's fake, false. Today, we all know that doesn't matter. We said the vaccines would not stop the spread of this thing. They said that was fake and dangerous. Today, even the CDC says that. So every single thing that we said to help you, they lied about and said it was fake and we were dangerous. Today, they're in agreement with every single thing that we said. But we're the dangerous ones. And as a result of them hiding us from you and your loved ones, who out there has loved ones that have died as a result of these lies? Who out there knows somebody that is suffering because of their lies and they didn't have access to this information? Or maybe they believe the lies that we're scary, dangerous people and you're not supposed to listen to them. Look, in a free society and free press and freedom of speech in the marketplace, we should be able to come to the table with different products. The loser products will go by the wayside and the winners will stay, because guess what? I think you guys are pretty smart. I don't think that you need mommy and daddy government telling you what you can have and what you can't have. That's the bottom line. They need to get out of our business and let us decide what works for us. They need to let us talk to each other. That's what this lawsuit is all about. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more thrilled. Everyone, thank you for joining. I want you to have a great day. Stay tuned. So much more is coming. Come to our website, I'll put it in our bio. I don't even know what's there. I don't come here very often because of the shadow banning, censorship, cancellation that we've been enduring. But I'm trying to get you everything that you need to live, to thrive. Pray for us. We need to win this. We will win this. And with your help, yeah, we're going to win. Love you guys.